Camera lights action. It's the month of movies podcast for March of 2014. You're looking at me like you're...
Do we started?
Yeah. Oh. Why not? I said lights, camera, action.
I know. That's what confused me.
I don't know.
We didn't do a mic check or anything.
Do you want to...
No, that's fine.
We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. Hey, welcome to the March 2014 month of movies podcast. For a reminder, I have a deck of cards with the 52 greatest movies of all time, according to That's Entertainment.
And I have a Blu-ray box set of Warner Brothers' best 50 movies, and I'm trying to watch them for the year.
And ditto for mine. And then also, we're talking about other movies that we watched that were not on there, just movies you watched over the month. So sit back and have listening.
All right, so out of my box set, I watched 4 movies. All right, so that's about 1 a week. That's pretty close.
Yeah.
The downside, I watch it in chronological order of them being released.
Yeah.
So there's, like, definitely time periods where certain types of movies are really big.
Uh-huh. Like, we watched a lot of World War movies last
month. Yeah. This month, it was musicals. So I got to watch 3 musicals in a row.
I didn't have any musicals.
And I'm going to review them all at once because it's easier that way, I think. But in case you're curious, I saw An American in Paris, not to be confused with American Werewolf in Paris, but American in Paris, it's a musical.
What's it about?
It's about people singing and being in love.
Oh, okay, Paris.
But it was... Singing in the Rain.
I want to see that, though.
And Gigi.
Is that, what is that? Is that like the prequel to Geely?
Yeah, no. But anyway, so there's those three musicals I watched in a row.
You're just gonna rip your paper in half.
No, I was just folding it. American Paris, I thought was really, really boring. The music seemed really forced, and there wasn't much of a plot. They're like, oh, I'm gonna go hang out with this person. I'm gonna go hang out with this person, but you're in love with that person, and I don't know. It was just like, some people probably liked it, but I didn't. Singing in the Rain, I thought, was awesome. Like, music aside, even if you don't like musicals, I thought the plot itself was really good. And it was unique. And, yeah, like, I didn't even know what that movie was about. All I know is the songs that people sing from that movie. Singing in the Rain. Oh, okay. And Good Morning, Good Morning, da, 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 da.
And then make them laugh.
Yeah. And so, I mean, there's some good songs in it, but the plot itself for the whole movie was really good, too.
Saying you didn't know what was happening before you went into it.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I knew the songs before I went into it.
I thought you were like...
But I meant, like, as far as the story of the movie,
mm-hmm.
like, because it's about the time era where they're starting to make sound pictures instead of just, like, silent pictures. And they're making this movie, and, yeah, they're like, oh, crap, we should put sound to it. And then, like, all the bad things that happen with them trying to put sound in the movie and stuff, and eventually they turn it into a musical. Yeah. But, you know, that one was really good. And then Gigi, which is basically focuses on this one girl, and she's going around and sings a lot.
Her name is Gigi?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But apparently that one... Yeah, I don't know. That one apparently had really high ratings, but I didn't think it was that special.
She just goes around singing? There's no, like, she doesn't...
I don't remember the plot at all. Like, it was a very average movie. I'm trying to remember. I'm sure she fell in love with someone, and...
Sorry, yeah. I'm just imagining, like, literally her walking around the park. I see squirrels and trees. Then she's, like, in a restaurant.
Amazing.
I like food.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I think that was the one where that one guy she's trying to get with, but he's, like... really old, and she's like trying to be polite, and she learns like how to be polite, very much like, you know, My Fair Lady type thing, where she's like, this is the proper etiquette to do this.
Oh, but she's teaching herself instead.
No, someone's teaching her
to
help this guy, like, because I think she's gonna be a servant for him or something, but then they like fall in love. And but anyway, out of those three movies, I gave American Paris 3.5 because I thought it was painful to watch. Oh, like geez. It was probably one of the movies that I watched that was really painful to finish because the music was just so annoying. So no offense to people who like that movie. Singing in the Rain, I gave 7.5, and Gigi, I gave a 5 because it was very average. But Singing in the Rain, yeah, that the plot of the movie really brought that one up. Otherwise, it probably would have been like a 6.
And another one you watched, I also watched, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I just wanted to do those three at the same time because they're all musicals, and to me, they were all like blending together. But so those are 3 of the 9 movies I saw.
I watched 11 movies this month.
Mm-hmm.
And I kicked ass with my cards because in February I only watched like 2, so I watched 6 movies for my cards this month.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it. So like more than half of the movies I watched were my cards. So yeah, I watched the first one. Well, the first one off my cards was Rocky.
Yeah.
Now I never watched a movie.
I've
before.
Never watched it either.
And I always like this is what I love and hate about.
You remember the
movies. No. Like I don't remember the
training session and stuff. Yeah, running up and down the stairs and.
Yeah, that's the thing. Apparently, I knew nothing of Rocky except for like I'm like, oh, he's a fighter and he wants to win. Yeah, he yells Adrian. He just wants to win. No, apparently the movie is about he's just like a local guy, who does what is that, an airplane landing? He's just like a local guy who wants to like be a fighter, and like he just does like boxing matches, and he's just like really amateur, and he's not even like really getting put into fights anymore and stuff like that. But then what happens is this main like famous boxer named Apollo Creed,
mm-hmm.
is like, I want to be with the people and stuff. So like he has them find just a regular average boxer to have him fight him just for like a publicity thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's Rocky. That he gets picked, obviously, and it's actually a kind of really, like, I thought he was like, oh, I'm Sylvester Stallone, I'm gonna fight people. No, it's actually, he's just like, I'm trying to do the best I can, and like, and trying to start a relationship and stuff like that. And it's like, actually, like, it was a lot more touching of a movie than I thought it was gonna be. And it was like, mm-hmm. it actually was really good, I liked it. I gave it a 7.
There's a reason they made the million of them, because the first one was so good.
Well, I heard the other ones are pretty cartoony and.
Right, like, but I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
You don't make sequels unless the first one's good.
Yeah. But I gave that a 7.5, which, if you know me, I don't know shit about boxing. And I actually looked up information about boxing and how they score stuff and all that stuff afterwards. I'm like, I don't know what just happened. But that was good. Next one I watched was Sunset Boulevard, which I was afraid was a musical or something.
That sounds like it.
But it was a really good and really aggravating movie. Because it was one of those movies that so much happened, but so little happened. Because there's like all this backstory that we don't get to see, but we know things were happening. The movie is basically about a guy who's a movie writer, and he's like running low on money and some of that. So they're trying to repossess his car. So he like runs, like sneaks off with this car, like, hey, they can't get it from me. So he ends up parking it in this abandoned house, finds out it's not abandoned. An old movie star lives there, and she's just, like, off her fucking gourd. Like, she's old, and he's like, well, no, they still love me. I'm going to make a comeback. And she's, like, signing photographs every day, like, mailing them out and stuff like that. She's like, oh, I'm the best person. I'm writing a movie. And the guy's like, oh, okay. So she hires him on, because she's, like, a total bitch, but she hires him on to edit his movie. And then, like, but he's, like, trying to, like, go through his life and stuff like that. And it's, like, it's a really weird, surreal movie, because like when he first comes in, like this guy delivers a casket there because her pet monkey died, and like you just hear like pulling a sheet over like a dead monkey, and it's like, what the fuck is happening? Who's that monkey? What is like what happened? And, like, and it's, but it's, I don't know, it's really surreal because it's like American Beauty, mm-hmm. at the very beginning. It's like,
so is it the end?
It, like, he's like, yeah, like this happened. It's like, well, let me tell you what led up to this and stuff like that. But it was pretty cool. I gave it a 6.5.
Nice.
Actually, this month I had a pretty good selection of movies. The worst I gave was a 5, and the best I gave was an 8. But the 5, speaking of, is, I know people are going to get mad at this, Raging Bull. Another boxing movie.
See, I saw that one in high school. I don't remember much of it. I just remember...
What
you I don't remember. I just remember his fighting and stuff.
There really isn't much fighting at all, actually, because it's just more about the guy. Like, I don't know. I heard it's based on a true story. It's based on a guy that the, like, it's based on the book based on a guy. But the only thing that really saved it was the Scorsese's camera shots.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not a huge fan of Joe Pesci. I guess I don't like that whole, like...
De Niro?
Joe Pesci's in it, too.
Oh.
Yeah, it's De Niro. It's De Niro and Joe Pesci.
Oh, okay.
And I guess I just don't like that whole, like, Brooklyn, like, hey, what you gonna do? I'm a wise guy, like, type
mm-hmm.
people. Joe Pesci I'm not a huge fan of. Because he's, like, his friend, helping mm-hmm. him through, like, or his okay. manager or whatever. But, like, it's... The camera shots are really cool. I didn't know what the plot was, except going through the guy's life. I'm like, and it's like, hey, he's an asshole. I don't care what happens to him. But it's a 2.5 hour movie or whatever it is. I don't know. But it felt like a 2.5 hour movie. I'm like, I don't care. And now he's older. I don't know. But I have to give Robert De Niro props because it looks like as it went older in age, he actually gained weight. I'd have to look because later on he's like without a shirt. I'm like, that doesn't look fake. Like, he gained weight. Like, I don't know. I'd have to see. Yeah. Then that's the one that we both saw.
Oh, yeah, North by Northwest. I like that one a lot.
I did, too.
I never saw it before, and I always hear people talking about it's, like, one of those classic, you know, Hitchcock movies that you must see. And, yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. Like, I can't even imagine being put in that situation. No. Like, and I think that's the best thing about Hitchcock is, like, he puts you in situations that you're like, holy shit, what would I do?
Yeah.
And, like, because a lot of his movies, I haven't seen a lot of his movies, but a lot of them seem like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would you do in this situation? And, like, he really puts you in that environment. Yeah. Like, there's times you're like, oh, what? Like, he has it timed perfectly and, like, the camera shots, and it just, like, builds your emotions uh-huh. into that. It was like, oh.
Well, I remember in college one of our radio TV film professors was talking about, like, the idea of film noir
mm-hmm.
is basically, it's not just, like, a movie about someone who's like, oh, we're detectives and this. It's a movie about the style that the main character is put in a situation he can't control and bad things just keep happening that, mm-hmm. like, it's obviously in control, but, like, that type of scenario mm-hmm. where, like, North by Northwest was kind of like a film noir where, hey, somebody's dead, he's, like, kind of framed for it or whatever, and then he just can't get away from anything. Because
I just love that scene where he's, like, sitting there waiting for that person.
Holy shit.
And every single car, you're like, is this it? Nope.
Yeah.
Is this... What? Nope.
It's
and like, it's just, like, you could totally picture, like...
tension building, yeah.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, my God, that was amazing.
But, yeah, the thing is, there was so much stuff going on in that movie. After a while, I'm like, I don't really know exactly what's happening.
Right.
But to summarize it without giving anything away, a guy gets mistaken for someone else,
mm-hmm.
gets kidnapped.
Yeah, the guy gets mistaken for someone else, and then he tries to figure out who this other person yeah. is, but apparently that person doesn't exist. So, like, that's, like, there's, the whole mystery is, like, yeah. he's tracking this guy down who apparently doesn't exist.
But there's a trail.
But there's a trail, so he's following yeah. it.
And it's, like, a whole conspiracy type yeah. thing and mystery and...
And it's called North by Northwest because that's the path they take.
Yeah.
Because they start, like, I don't know. They're in Chicago, and then they end up, like, in the Dakotas. And...
Yeah, they go north on the airplane, the Northwest Airlines. At the very end, like, near the end when they're at the airport, goes the Northwest. Yeah.
No, but, I mean, if you follow the trail he yeah. went on the map, it's North by Northwest.
Yeah.
Because he goes north, and then he goes yeah. northwest.
Because, but, yeah, there's two iconic scenes, like the airplane, mm-hmm. he's, like, diving, and then also, like, I remember seeing them climbing on Mount Rushmore.
See, I don't remember that part at all.
I remember that because I'm like, they have little grooves in their hair. I was like, ah, that looks fun.
But yeah, I gave that one an 8.5.
I gave it an 8.
Because, yeah. I mean, I'm judging my scores off of other films. So, like, to me, it was up there because I gave Gone with the Wind an 8.5.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, it's about that.
I usually score mine like, it was good. It was a 7. It was better than a 7. 8. I won't give it an 8. 7.5. That's why.
Because, I mean, it was good.
Yeah.
But then there were parts of the movie I just loved.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it got. Because otherwise it would have been an 8. But the fact that there were parts that I just loved
yeah.
was 8.5.
Like, the beginning of the third act was kind of, like, starting to slow down for me when they're like, oh, mm-hmm. hey, we're telling you this and this, and I'll pretend to do this and this. And I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, okay. Yeah, it seems like it just seemed because before it was like a whole like mystery, like what's
just the chase
yeah,
was awesome.
yeah, and but
Trying to figure out where is he gonna,
you know,
he's
near
going
the end
this way?
when the other like these people are like, hey, this is what's happening, and you gotta help us, and it's like, oh,
And
that just kind
Hitchcock
of,
loves trades.
yeah, I'm like it just kind of, yeah.
So yeah, those are the four movies I saw this month for my set.
I have two more from my deck of cards, which I don't know why. I'm hesitant on the score. I might want to get a little higher, but I saw Taxi Driver, another De Niro Scorsese movie. Knew nothing about it.
I don't know anything about it either.
Which, like, only thing I really knew about it was he was a badass, like, type of character. And I
This
remember,
one is
like,
like you talking to me.
yeah, and like, and the, he like he shaves his head except for like the small little mohawk. I'm like, okay, so it's like this weird guy, whatever. That's not until the end of the movie.
Most of the most iconic parts of movies are in toward the end.
But it was really good. I did not expect that movie to be that good. I gave it a 7.5, but I might knock it up to an 8. Maybe, yeah, 8. But it's Robert De Niro's character. And again, he has backstory that you don't know about. I love that where you go to a movie and the world existed before you started watching the movie. Because you found out he was like in the army or whatever, or the Marines. I think it was Marines, and he got honorably discharged. You're like, okay, for what? And they never tell you. You just know he's like, I can't sleep. I want a job. I'll drive a taxi at night. The guy's like, oh, okay. And then he just drives taxi at night. And then it almost feels like a prequel to Rorschach from Watchmen. Because he's like walking around, like he's like in his diary. He's like, oh, I just want to wash the scum off the streets. And this place is like polluted by all these like horrible people and stuff. He sees like pimps and like stuff like that and just crime happening. And he's just like, I want to make this city better and blah, 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 this and this. But he gets paid good from driving the taxi cab and stuff like that. And it's ba and then like, he kind of gets a crush on this guy who's running for president, but one of the staff members.
Oh, okay. I was like, the
No,
president has a
no,
crush
no,
on him?
no, no. This is a guy running for president, and Cybill Shepherd, who's like 24 in this movie. Holy shit, is she hot in that movie? Fucking Christ. But she works for the guy, and she's like, the office. Trying to get people to, and he's like, oh yeah, I wanna help you guys out and stuff, and he's like, you're a taxi cab driver, but like, and then there's like a lot of stuff that happens in that movie, but not a lot at the same time, but it's good, and yeah, the whole you talk to me, like I fucking hate when a iconic part in a movie is like mentioned everywhere, and
And
everyone
then when
does
it
it to
pops
death,
up.
and then when it pops up, it's like, that's not like so the whole like you talk to me, you talk to me, it's like.
There's no one else here. You must be talking to me.
Yeah, first of all, one, everyone does a horrible impression of like his enunciation in that, because it's more of like a casual, like, because he's at the point where he's like buying all these guns up, and he's like has this hidden like gun thing he makes in his shirt sleeve so he can go like and pull out a gun. So he's just kind of like, oh hey, like in front of the mirror, like, yeah, nothing, what, oh, like just like keeps pulling himself in the mirror, and then like just being casual, like, oh, what, you like, you're giving me a problem. Like that thing. But it was a good movie. It's
Yeah, you just jacked it up in ratings while we were talking about
yeah,
it.
watch, it's on Netflix, motherfuckers.
Jack it up.
Yeah,
No, up.
I'm changing 7.5 to an 8. And then the last one, my movie I watched, Silence of the Lambs. I saw it before, but I appreciated it much more this time. I think I'm getting to an age where you actually appreciate all the shit they do in the movie. I want to watch it again because I'm like,
It's so
or
good.
read the book, because the whole Buffalo Bill thing, like they kind of go into why he's doing this, and you see it in the movie, but you're like, why? Like, and of course, if you guys haven't seen Silence of the Lambs, guys kidnapping and killing girls named Buffalo Bill, and the FBI goes to help get help
A serial
from a
killer.
serial killer who used to be a psychiatrist. I didn't catch it before. He used to be a psychiatrist, and now and then he killed an a bunch of people, and they put him in a cell. I'm like, what did ha what happened?
Oh, if you want to watch that, it's called Red Dragon.
Yeah, I heard it's not that good though.
Yeah, but that's the prequel.
And then also the fact that like Buffalo Bill, the fact that he's doing this to the girls, it's like at one point profiling him, saying he doesn't want to do it, but something happened that he has to do this. like he wants it, like he feels like he needs to do, but he doesn't want to. And then when the girl's in the hole, when he's like, put the lotion on his skin, she's like, no, where's my mommy? And every time she says mommy, you see him like flinch and like start almost to cry. And then he's like, it puts the lotion on the skin. Like, he just fucking snaps at her because she keeps telling mommy. And like, you see his face like breaking, like, stop saying mommy. I'm like, what the fuck? like he is like on the verge of like being fixed, kind of. And it's like, but yeah, I gave that movie an 8. Really good.
That was a good one. Is that the last one you
That's
saw?
Those are the 6 movies that I saw from my cards. And I have 5 more that I watched normally.
And my first movie I saw for the month was Dallas Buyers Club.
Okay.
Because of the Oscars and stuff, I wanted to watch it. And I was like, oh, I wanted to see it for a while, and everyone was saying how awesome it was. I mean, it was pretty good. Yeah, like, I could see, compared to, like, the movies that were up for Best Picture, I could see how it wouldn't win Best Picture, but the acting in it was amazing. Like, yeah, Jared Leto was really good.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Everyone was, like, freaking out about how great he was.
Even though he was just, like, a cross-dresser, like, the whole movie. But, yeah, it was... Matthew McConaughey was really good. Yeah, in case you didn't know, it's about them smuggling drugs across the border for people with AIDS and HIV because the FDA hasn't approved of them because the process for FDA for drugs takes way too long. And they're like, oh, they like fast track one of the drugs, but in other countries it's banned because it has horrible side effects. And they're like, oh, it doesn't matter. These people are going to die anyway. So they're just like, holy... So they, like, he gets pissed off and he starts smuggling drugs across the border because the FDA is screwing it over. And I mean, it was good. The only thing is, I'm not a huge fan of based on true story movies.
Me either.
Because, like, this movie could have been, like, amazing if it was fiction. You know what I mean? Like, base it on the true story, but then, like, you could go and actually have more of a stronger finish to the movie.
Yeah.
If, you know what I mean? Like, the climax could be a lot stronger and stuff. But, I mean, it was a really good movie. I just thought if it was fake, it would have been a lot better. But it's kind of cool just knowing that this kind of stuff happened. Like, the nice thing about based on true story movies is that you're like, holy crap, I didn't know that this happened.
Yeah.
And then you watch this whole story about what these people went through. But as far as a movie, like, it was like, oh.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I mean, it was good. It's almost like a documentary would have been better, but.
Actually, speaking of, this is one thing, I was watching a movie for April, and but, like, it goes, like, for, like, Silence of the Lambs, speaking of, like, based on real true stories. Like, I don't care for based on true stories either, but, like, if it's something, like, inspired by, like. Because that could be, like, anything. And if you haven't seen... If you're listening to this and you haven't seen Silence of the Lambs, watch it. And it's one of those movies that I wish I didn't know as much as I did before I went into it. Because, like, I didn't mention one main key thing about what Buffalo Bill does. Because to me, if, like, once I found that out, I'm like... Because I knew that before I watched the movie. I'm like, if I found that out while watching the movie, I'm like, holy shit, this guy's fucked up. And, like... And that whole like character is inspired by Ed Gein, and a lot of the stuff that he did.
There's a lot of horror movies based on Ed Gein.
Psycho,
But I mean, like, if you watch
Texas Chainsaw Massacre,
Silence of the Lambs, that character, you could totally see Norman Bates in that same character, like
obsessed with his mother.
Yeah, so you can kind of see where they pulled from.
Well, the guy who wrote Psycho just like. Kind of like was like, oh, he heard something about it and he wrote the book, and then later he went into like the news stories and stuff and actually read about Ed Gein, and he was creeped out on how accurate he was to actually Ed Gein's personality. But yeah,
so the inspired, I like movies inspired by more than main event, like based on true stories. To me, based on true stories, I'd rather see them as documentaries.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Yeah, like, to me, those are stronger because you actually see real emotions and stuff like that. But I mean, like...
And they don't feel the need to jack things up for entertainment-wise.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I still gave Dallas Buyers Club an 8.5. But that's because of, yeah, the acting was great and like just a story that hasn't been told before. Like, I'm sick of seeing the same stories over and over. Where this one was like, it was definitely different than most movies and stuff like that. So, yeah, I gave it an 8.5.
Oh, I was going to say, and the reason why I mentioned Terminator is because that's one of those movies that I wish, like Silence of the Lambs, I wish I knew nothing about before I watched it. Because
we watched it with a clean slate.
Holy shit.
It's amazing.
Even before I watched it as a kid, everyone was like, oh, it's the monster and robot from the future and this. I'm like, okay, I watched it. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. But like knowing everything, going through it.
Because I did that. Like, I knew and watched it and stuff, but I'm like, okay, I'm watching this clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretending that there was no sequel.
Yeah.
And like all this stuff, and I watched it and I was like, holy crap, this first movie is great. As a standalone, it's amazing.
It sure is.
And then like the sequel was decent, but you could see it was like a forced sequel.
But it worked so well though. But too.
It was one of those things that they're like, okay, we found a plot hole in the first movie and we're going to use that to make the sequel. And I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah, because like
the chip. Arm. The chips, yeah. They hit the computer chips or whatever, and they're like, oh, we have the technology now. I'm like, shit!
Yeah.
But
more, Terminator next month. Because I watched it, like, it's the first movie I watched next on April.
But you didn't even mention, I don't think you mentioned Terminator when you were talking about.
I didn't?
No, you said it after.
Oh, shit.
I was like, you're like, oh, you said, yeah, movie I watched next month, for April, and then, like, you didn't mention it, and all of a sudden I'm like, where did Terminator come from?
Well, I didn't rate it, so wait till next episode to find. Jesus Christ. 8.5, you said? Yeah.
Yeah, 8.5.
Yeah, the funny thing is, when I first heard Dallas Buyers Club, I thought it was a baseball movie. Because I'm like, Dallas Buyers, I'm like, that sounds like oh, I we need to get a better team for this.
Well, what it is,
and for some reason, Matthew McConaughey sounds like he'd be, like, the coach.
Yeah, but, like, it's called Dallas Buyers Club because he smuggles the drugs over.
Yeah.
And he's not allowed to sell them because he's saving them for himself.
Uh-huh.
So he creates the Dallas Buyers Club where you pay for a membership to be part of his club. Mm-hmm. And one of the benefits is you get these drugs. So technically you're not buying the drugs. Uh-huh. You're buying a membership to get free drugs.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So he like tries to find a loophole around it.
That's actually pretty funny.
But you can only get the drugs if you're part of the club. So it's kind of funny.
The first movie I watched of the month was Bad Milo.
I still haven't seen it, so I'm afraid you're going to be like,
no,
it's a 3.
No, it's, in case people didn't know, it's a bunch of comedians that wrote a horror-ish comedy movie.
It's a bunch of the people from the state.
Yeah, it's
that, like, wrote it.
Yeah, like Ken Marino's the main character, and Jillian Jacobs from Community is his wife.
Isn't Elizabeth Banks in that?
No.
Uh-oh.
No, it's like, and then something
else. It's good. This is the butt baby one, right?
The butt demon, yeah. And then Stephen Root is in it as well. Shit, what's his name? The guy, Putty.
Yeah, I always call him Putty.
I know, but
people know who he is.
But his name is so awesome, Patrick Warburton. Because that's when you say it, you almost sound like him, Patrick Warburton.
Warburton.
And he's like, yeah. But basically, the plot is he finds out, the main character finds out he's getting stressed out, and it's creating a demon in his intestines that comes out his butt and kills people. Yep. And he's got to try to find a way to stop that from happening.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it, but that's what the trailer is.
Yeah. It's a decent movie. It's not a lot of laughs, but I was entertained by watching it.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be really gross.
It's not really.
No. Because there's a lot of blood and ass.
Yeah, you actually don't really see a lot of ass at all.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, just the thought of those two together.
Yeah, it's not a horrible movie, but I was expecting more, but yeah. I still gave it, like, a 6.5, because it was one of those, I was watching it, and I was just enjoying watching it. I didn't laugh out loud, really, but it was, like, it was just this is fun. Oh, it's over? Okay.
It's probably, like, how, that other movie I watched.
Hell Baby.
Yeah. Where it was decent, but it wasn't, like, amazing.
Yeah.
But it was, I think there was, like, a couple of the same writers.
Yeah, probably.
Actually, maybe not, because I know Tom Lennon wrote Hell Baby.
Okay.
But I feel like it was the other guy who wrote.
I want to say David Wayne. Oh, nope. Yeah,
no, might have been David.
I don't know. I might be crossing over with
that Junior
Children's Hospital.
Whoever Junior.
Oh, Trevor.
Yeah.
Shit.
Wait, I think he wrote Hell Baby too. Oh well.
Yeah.
But anyway, like those two movies are coming around the same time. I'm like, they seem like they're gonna be kind of similar.
Yeah.
And they're both written by people from the state.
Yeah, actually, and that's when that Kumail Nanjiani was in it.
Oh, okay.
And it's it's a weird. It's there's a lot of people in that movie that I can't remember right now though.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there was somebody.
I'll watch it. I have it in my little.
Oh, that's what it is. Because it's Ken Marino's mom is dating Kumail, so he's like young and like his age, and then he's making out with his mom at the dinner table.
He's in Hell Baby.
Is he? Too. Probably.
I thought he was the cable guy.
I didn't see it, so I don't know. All right. Did you watch the requested movie from this month?
Oh crap! I forgot about that.
I watched it.
Sorry, Brian.
I watched it, Brian.
Submarine.
So yeah, I can't really spoil it much.
Good, you better not, because I'm gonna watch it.
our friend Brian sent in a message. If you want to have us watch a movie and send us an email, it's stuffbyscott@gmail.com, and you can say, "Hey, watch this movie,"
or leave a comment on his podcast.
Yeah, thing. And iTunes or on scottdoesstuff.podbean.com. Leave a comment there as well. If you want us to watch any movies, I watched this movie called Submarine. It was a British movie, sort of like a coming of age type movie, and it basically is a movie about a kid who is kind of a loner at school, and
Johnny Darko.
Yeah, kind of. and he meets a girl. And then they just start hanging out and stuff like that, and like he's learning about love, and at the same time he's learning about his parents who are falling out of love, and all.
And this all takes place on a submarine.
No. Oh God, I don't remember why it's called submarine.
It's like because they submerge. No, in love.
It's there's a metaphor at at the end, but no, it's a fun movie. It's a little depressing, but it's fun at the same time. I recognize two of the actors, because there's this guy who's like a pep talking kind of guy, like the guy who smiles, you know, like like, oh, come take my seminar. It's like, this is life and all that stuff. He was one of the Andes from Hot Fuzz, and he's also in World's End as one of the friends. And then the dad was, he looks kind of like British John Lennon. That's redundant. British John Linnell from They Might Be Giants, but he was in Vanilla Sky as the tech support guy, and he was in something else too. But no, it was a good movie. I gave it a 7. It was fun. Those kids were really, really good actors, and it was it was good. I liked it.
Sorry, I'm just checking something quick.
Checking who John Lennon is. He's in the Beatles.
No, I know who John Lennon is. I'm just trying to think if this is the movie. Something just clicked in my head.
What? About the...
That it was... Where's their filmography?
But yeah, I mean, it was... Films. First... he sent the email in time for us to watch it in February, but after that, I went away to Jamaica and stuff like that, and I didn't watch any movies the rest of that month, so it was like the second movie I watched. I watched it on the 4th of March, so I watched it as soon as I got back from Jamaica. So, that was what happened there.
Yeah, and I didn't write it down, so I didn't remember. But then again, most of these movies, like, aside from my weekly movies, I basically stopped watching random movies at, like, the 9th.
How many more movies do you have?
I have 4.
1, 2.
Three left. 3 of them were ones I've seen before, so I don't know if we really want to talk about them.
Well, you can always just give a quick summary of what you thought of it, so that people, in case they never watched it.
The other movie I saw was called Cold Comes the Night. And by the title, I was like...
It sounds awesome.
Sounds awesome. And then, like, I glanced and I saw who was in it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch this.
Who's in it?
And I watched it. But then, like, when I was reading this list, I'm like, which movie was this? Because, like, it's such a generic name.
Yeah.
That you're like, what is this movie even about?
Sounds like someone.
But,
sounds like something in, like, a cabin.
Close. It's a motel.
Cool.
It's in a motel. Bryan Cranston
Okay.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
He plays like this Russian guy.
Okay.
And I can't remember her name, but she's in the one. She's the girl from She's Out of My League, or She's Out of Your League.
The bitchy one, the from
no,
from Breaking Bad.
No, the blonde chick.
Oh, I don't care what.
But
I was like, Kristen Ritter
is the. She is like a single mother who, like, lives or works at a motel,
mm-hmm.
and Bryan Cranston has this guy driving him around, and they're like, "Oh, we'll stop for the night," and they stop at this motel or whatever, and you can tell they're like smuggling something,
because
He wants to try to get across the border by daybreak or whatever. So like we're gonna check into the hotel at different times so they don't know we're connected and stuff like that. So like the guy who's driving gets a room, and then Bryan Cranston's character comes in, gets a room, and then the driver guy goes to the bar, picks up a chick, and then ends up murdering her.
Okay.
And then he gets like, you know, not gonna get into details, but then like Bryan Cranston's character's like, shit, they impounded the car and all this, and he's like, I need my car so I can finish this deal. So then like it gets really crazy, because then he takes the chick trying to get the car, and like it gets really nuts, but it's pretty good. I mean, wow, I give it a lot lower score than I thought. By retelling the story, it was good, but it's kind of slow. And yeah,
what did you give it?
6.5.
I was thinking you'd give it 7.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, I'm surprised I didn't give it a 7.
Well, change it. I just can't change mine.
Yeah.
Which one did I change on the pen?
It was the Taxi Driver, I think.
Taxi Driver. Yeah. Or no, it was Rocky.
Rocky, maybe.
I'll listen back.
But it was already a point something, and you rounded it up.
Yeah, both those are 7.5s.
Yeah, so that was the last original movie I saw. So I'll let you go, because the next three will be kind of
The cool-ish. Next one I watched was called The Plus One. It was an IFC movie, again, like one of those IFC movies. And the ratings weren't very high on it on Netflix. It was like a 1 or 2 star, 1.5, two stars.
And you watched it anyway.
Or is it maybe 2 to 2.5, somewhere in there. But I'm like, sounds interesting. I'll give it a shot. And it's a little, like, it seems a little low-budgety, but high-budgety at the same time. Like, the actors aren't the best actors, but it was still kind of cool. What happens at the very beginning, a meteor crashes, and it starts, like, affecting, like, electricity and stuff. But it's a bunch of kids in high school. No, college, sorry. It's a bunch of college kids who are like, hey, we're having a big house party. So they go, these guys show up, and this one guy is, like, distracted because his girlfriend just broke up with him. So, and she's at the party, so he kind of wants, like, try to get back with her. And, but she's like, I don't want to deal with this, blah, blah. And the other guy's just like, I want to have sex with this hot girl. So, like, oh, it goes off.
Can't hardly wait.
And the other girl's like, yeah. And the other girl's like, oh, I just want to be cool, and no one remembers me from high school and stuff like that, blah, blah. And then the power goes out, and then it comes back on, and there's those people, like the people, like, oh yeah, they go outside, and suddenly, like, the lights go out and the lights come back on, and where they were 10 minutes ago, there's a duplicate of them there. So they're inside having a party, and like, they look outside, everyone's outside, but everyone's inside. And, like we got to stop them from, like, seeing each other, because one of the guys that was outside, he saw himself, and he killed his other version. So, like, if they see each other, they're going to kill each other. And it's, like, sort of like a I don't want to say a horror movie or a supernatural movie, but it's kind of, like, kind of thriller-y. But then the lights go off, and they come back on again.
And there's more.
And it's, no, that group disappears, and they come back 5 minutes apart in time. And then, like, and they just get closer and closer and closer, like, till they're, like, they're 1 minute apart and stuff like that. And it's, like, it just, like, it's a really cool concept. Like, it has a sort of a, what is it? Not a thesis. What is it when the fables, like, they have it at the very end?
Yeah, yeah.
The moral of the story.
Yeah.
Like, or whatever, the theology of it. I think I figured out what was, like, basically what they're trying to express. And if not, then I liked what I came up with anyways. But it was a decent movie. It was interesting. I've never seen
one.
Yeah, it's like the number, like the sign, the plus sign, and then the number one. But it was a decent movie. I won't necessarily recommend it to anybody, but I had a decent time watching it. I gave it a 6.5. But it was different than anything I've ever seen. I mean, there might be stuff like that out there, but I never saw anything like that before, so I thought it was decent.
Nice.
And the cool thing is one of the girl that's just like in there wanting to like be popular and like just kind of by herself.
Mm-hmm.
They actually used her twin sister, and they were like talking to each other and stuff. I'm like, the credits. I was like, oh god, that was funny.
So what else did you see?
Oh, Casa de Mi Padre
was on Netflix. Oh, is it the Will Ferrell one?
Yes, it's a Will Ferrell Spanish movie,
which isn't really a comedy. I heard
it has comedic moments.
Yeah,
there was a few moments I laughed out loud.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it's
'cause I don't think it's meant as a comedy.
Is it? It has to be. Okay. It has to be. Like, there's no way. Like,
because I've seen the trailers and stuff, and it looked very serious, but it seemed like it was comedic at the same time. Because he speaks Spanish the whole movie.
The whole movie. The only English that's spoken is by what's his name? The guy that is Nick Offerman.
Oh, okay.
Because he's like the
Nick Offerman's in that too.
He's in it like a little bit. He's like the federal, like the. I would say Federales, but he's like from like Texas or whatever, and like the DA or whatever. I don't know what exactly
that
he is.
Is that the Federales? Or is that on the other side of the border?
I don't know. But he's like, we gotta find this guy because he's taking care of this. And like, he's like, and then Will Ferrell's like, no hablé inglés. I don't know why he's a French accent. But then he's like, oh, you guys don't speak English. Poor Tecor. Like, and he just like does horrible Spanish, but it's basically an homage to really old Spanish like movies, you know, like Spanish soap opera type stuff, but like, you know, I mean, it's decent. There's some really funny things that happen, but they try to be serious, but a few times they poke a few jokes here and there. But like the villain of the movie is, he looked really familiar. I looked him up. He was the main character from Science of Sleep. so that's him. And then Will Ferrell, one of his sidekick guys, he's been in tons of stuff. I don't recognize him. And then Pedro from Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite is also his like sidekick. But yeah, he has some funny gags, and there's parts where they like just use stuffed animals as like the riding horses, and it's like obviously in front of like a green screen type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mountain lion was just a stuffed animal. But there were some good laughs, but it wasn't, you know, what I expected. But I gave it a 6.5 anyways. Yeah. You have
movies? Oh, I got... I rewatched a bunch of movies. And one of them was Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yes.
Which, every time I watch it, I forget how amazing that movie
is.
It's
so great.
And it's like, oh my god. I gave it a 10. Like
10?
Yes. Wow. I can't find anything wrong with that movie, and I enjoy it every time. It's not like I get sick of it or whatever. But yeah, I love it. Like, it's so quotable, and it's just like, I don't know, some of the shots are just amazing. And seriously, is that the end of the story?
Yeah,
like, there's so much greatness to that movie.
But see, the thing is, I'm always waiting to find out what my 10 is. Like, I'm assuming that when I give something a 10, it's gonna be like one of three movies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love Scott Pilgrim, but I'd probably give it 9.5, 9.75.
Yeah. See, I was going to, but then like I don't know.
So great.
It is so great.
It's a movie I bought twice,
and it's one of those movies that a lot of people have never even heard of.
Yeah,
that would love it. Like, it's so unique, and I don't know. It's based on a comic book about a guy who's obsessed with video games, yes. Which is like majority of our culture.
Yeah.
And majority of the culture has not seen this movie.
And
even people who aren't like into comics and video games love this movie.
And the thing is, I know people that don't watch the movie because they don't like Michael Cera.
He is so different in this.
He is.
He's actually like a different character, which when I first heard he was doing this, I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, they ruined it.
And then I saw the trailer, I'm like, okay, I think they got it.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say like it translates perfect from the book to the
No,
movie, but at the same time, I
but I'm just
don't see
saying,
him as like Michael Scott, not Michael Scott.
Michael,
Jesus, George Michael.
George Michael.
I don't see him as George Michael or Superbad or whatever. Like, I
Right.
see him as another character. Like, it's Scott Pilgrim, but it's not the Scott Pilgrim. But it's a
Yeah,
great movie.
it is good. I mean, you don't even have to care about comic books to like this
Yeah.
movie.
Obviously, the
It might
plot.
be a little crazy with all the special effects and stuff,
Yeah.
but
Obviously, the plot. He has to fight his new girlfriend's seven evil exes.
yeah.
And that's basically all you need to know.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And each battle is like different than the one
Yeah.
before it.
But when I saw it, because I saw a free preview of it like a month before it came out, and I swear there's another scene, but at the same time I was having weird dreams because I was working a lot,
Yeah.
and I
It's
reviewed
not
the
on the
books.
DVD and it
Well,
should have
yeah, it's on
been.
the DVD, but I remember distinctly because it was
The
the robot
robots.
fight, and because I remember seeing like him bouncing around in the windows as Kim and Ramona were talking on the balcony.
Yeah.
Cause,
I've never seen that part
but
except
yeah,
in the
because I
book.
remember seeing that, and I talked to Kevin, and he's like, yeah, I remember that. I'm like, okay, so I'm not just crazy.
Yeah,
Okay.
so that should have been on the DVD as
Yeah,
a bonus scene or
I should
something.
search the internet to see if anyone else saw that. Otherwise, I'm like, yeah,
Yeah,
no.
so that was one of them that I've seen again. And then I also rewatched Sin City.
How was that?
Oh my God, I forgot how awesome that movie
I should
was.
watch that again too.
Like, it's just the lines, like the dialogue in that movie is amazing. Like even the background people, like, and the way it's shot. I'm like excited for the new one, but I'm scared because it's been like 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I recently found out that the girl that is naked when with Marv, I think that's the old Silk Spectre, isn't it? Yeah.
She's the one that was in the Flash Forward.
She was?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm pretty sure. Maybe
Don't remember
not.
that. She was in
Oh no, she was
Sucker
on.
Punch.
Yeah, that's it. She was in Sucker Punch. That's who I'm thinking of. And
Scott
then she was
Snyder,
also
and
in Entourage.
okay.
But yeah. Yeah, that was so good. And I gave that one a 9.5. Because there were slow parts. Are you done?
No, I don't know. Sorry. I just tossed him like, yeah, I have one more.
Okay. Yeah, I rewatched it. I would have gave it a 10, except there were slow parts and I was, you know, but
Drunk.
I wasn't drunk. I watched it sober. It was really good.
Yeah.
I loved it. But yeah, it's a 9.5. It wasn't perfect. And then my last movie I saw was Idiocracy, which I'm a huge fan of Mike Judge. Like almost any movie he's done, I've enjoyed it. He's like one of those guys that his comedy isn't straight, like it's funny because it's true
Yeah.
comedy. Like his stuff, he hits the head on the nail of the hand with the hammer. I don't even know what the phrase is, but like hits the nail on the with the hammer
Hits the nail on
head
the head.
with the hammer.
Well, you don't have to emphasize, but
But
I'm guessing it's the hammer.
yeah, like the stuff is just so funny because it's so true.
He's good at characters. Like
And
he's
the
like
characters,
that's like he writes the characters like real life.
yeah, like you could totally see these people. And Idiocracy is different compared to his other movies because it's completely sci-fi, but it's real too. It's like
Yeah.
it takes place in the future when the world is dumb because like dumb people keep breeding and the smart people like it's like reverse Darwinism. But so he goes like 1,000 years in the future or something like that, and everyone's just really stupid, which is funny, but it's scary too because you could totally see it
Yeah.
happening where like Costco is the size of an entire city, and yeah, like there's like almost like vending machine fast food restaurants where you just go up to a vending machine, you punch in your order, and it spits it out, and there's like ads everywhere, like on your clothing and everything, and
And they have like a show, was it like kicked,
it's like kicked in the nuts, but
yeah,
it's
or hit in the
like,
balls or something.
yeah. And yeah, it's the vice president was like a wrestler, or the president is a wrestler
Yeah.
and stuff like that. But like, it was really good, but it's one of those that's
They
like,
replace the water with like a Gatorade type drink,
yeah,
Brondo.
because he goes to the fountain at the hospital and he drinks, and he's like, what is this, Gatorade? And they're feeding the plants, like, all the Gatorade, because it's what plants crave. And
it's got electrolytes.
Do you even know what that is? It's what plants crave. No. It's got electrolytes. But, yeah, I gave that one a 9. So, that was all the movies I saw this month.
And, unfortunately, we're ending on a down note, but,
it was a stupid movie.
No, it was a decent movie. It wasn't great when I watched it, but then after I keep thinking back about it, I'm like, how did this... And this is one of those movies that I didn't realize it was based on a true story until after I watched it, because I was, like, reading up on it. I'm like, that, what the hell? And I was like, oh, this is actually based on a McDonald's thing. I'm like, okay.
McDonald's thing?
It's, what happened in the movie is...
What's the name of it?
It's called Compliance.
Okay.
And the girl from Don't Trust the Bee, the main girl, yeah. Dreama Walker, or whatever her name is.
Yeah, the bitch.
No, the she plays June.
Oh, the blonde girl.
Yeah. She's the main character in the movie. What happens, and it's one of those things where, god damn it, fucking people fell right into the trap. Someone calls the restaurant on like a really busy night,
mm-hmm.
and they talk to the manager like, yeah, we're, I'm getting a complaint from a customer. This is the police. There's a girl that works at the front. She has like blonde hair. Becky? Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, I have Rebecca written down. Yeah, Becky. They said that she stole some money from a customer, and she's like, yeah, I'm with the general manager. She's like, oh, him? Yep, him. He said, well, and it's like, so a guy is pretending to be a police officer mm-hmm. on the phone, and he's like, yeah, you have to do this, like, check her purse, check her clothes, and stuff like that, because we're too busy at the station.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this real story.
He's like, yeah, we're too busy at the station. You're going to have to check her purse and stuff like that. And he's like, yeah, she probably has it hidden. And eventually convinces her to get her to strip down and, like, get naked in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
And all stuff like that. And then just gets, like, escalates from there because, like, they're too busy to, because, like, oh, it's, like, a Friday night at a fast food mm-hmm. restaurant. So, like, they're busy and trying to do this and this. And, like, and it just, like, it escalates so much. Like, how could you fucking fall for this long? And it's like,
the cops should have been there.
Yeah, but he's like, oh yeah, we're really tied up. We appreciate you guys for helping us with this and blah blah. And she's like, oh, okay, but the manager ended up going out, so she like get a coworker to go back there. And it's like, and every time like someone else got on the phone, he's like, yeah, you're gonna have to. She has an apron on, tell her to take it off. You have to check everywhere, and just like fucking crazy. And I'm like, and then afterwards, I was reading on IMDb and like, oh yeah, the McDonald's happened this and this. I'm like, this was real.
They have surveillance camera footage too.
Shit. Yeah, and they show that in the movie too, like the surveillance camera and stuff like that. But the nice thing is she gets naked. And creepy because she plays.
I didn't even know that was like they made it into a movie. Yeah. I only saw like.
But it's creepy because she plays like a 16-year-old, but she's like 20-some. But yeah, it was one of those movies that it was decent. I'm like, yeah, I was gonna give like a 5 or whatever. But then like days later, I'm like, I'm still thinking about like. How, and the guy, like, lived nowhere near there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just lived in a completely different time zone. Just called a random restaurant and was just bullshitting, writing down notes in a notebook and stuff like that. And then he just goes to his job and it's like, what the fuck? What? People are so easily manipulated. I'm like, mm-hmm. holy shit. Like, it just scared me, like, how people could easily fall. Like, that could happen. And I'm like, well, it's... This scared me a little bit in that movie, so I guess I'll give it a 6.5. But I could never remember the name of it because I know it's and so then I'm like, convince? No, compliance because they're complying with the police.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was the last movie I saw.
Yeah.
So and that was it for the month.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if you want, email us at stuffbyscott@gmail.com or go to scottdoesstuff.podbean.com and leave some comments or leave some comments on iTunes. There's all sorts of places to leave comments.
And just because I like doing this at the end.
Oh, yeah.
The worst movie I saw of the month was An American in Paris. The best movie, Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Worst movie I saw was Raging Bull. Best movie I saw was Silence of the Lambs or Rocky or Taxi Driver, whatever one I bumped up. Taxi Driver, I think it was. So Silence of the Lambs, Taxi Driver.
Or you could just say
two Jodie Foster movies.
There you go. She makes the movies. You gotta watch Contact.
The thing is, it's creepy. Taxi Driver, she plays like a 12-year-old. And I'm like, no way. I look it up. She was 14 during that movie. I'm like, she looks like she's 20. Creepy. So
alright, that's
all right.
That's a wrap. Up.